Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. There's been a recent push by the Maryland seafood industry to work blue catfish into our repertoire of recipes. This very tasty species is available in abundance, and folks are trying to engineer a decline in its numbers. Now, one way was to have a contest for blue catfish recipes. And Chef Jerry Pellegrini, you remember we talked about that?
Yeah, sure.
One of the winners was an idea for a catfish ceviche.
Oh, delightful.
It's a great idea.
Yep.
First of all, let's just talk about ceviche.
Sure.
It's properly thought of as a raw seafood salad where the protein, which is usually fresh fish, is cured in a high acid marinade.
Right.
And the idea probably, I think it goes back as far as people were living by the sea with an orange or lemon grove nearby.
Well, yeah, and without refrigeration.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the key. So, you know, this piece of fish, which would sort of build up bacteria on the surface.
Real quick
in the hot weather, you could keep that at bay by just rubbing some citric juices, acid over
right.
to kill the bacteria. But in the meantime, they also realized that it actually, I'll use quotes, cooked the fish because of lowering the pH of the proteins on the surface of this fish caused
mm-hmm.
them to denature just like it does when you had high heat. So, you know, cooking is really just the heat denatures proteins and causes them into a different structure, as does the lowering of the pH. So we have a surface cooking of this fish, which actually is quite delightful. It adds a new sort of textural component
to
raw fish. And so
yeah.
then, of course, mixed with the variety of whatever indigenous vegetables, herbs, things like that you have, becomes quite a delicious dish.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, I personally like to do, so there are two sort of schools of thought. Some people take the whole thing and add the citrus juices.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to just add the citrus juices to the fish.
Right.
And I believe that a quick marinade somewhere in the like 20 to 30 minutes in the fridge to keep things medium rare,
mm-hmm.
So to say, is my favorite. Other people go longer and go for sort of a more
yeah.
well-done version.
I've seen up to 5 hours.
Right, so. Right. And then I keep the vegetables and things separate so they remain crunchy and fresh. And
mm-hmm.
I strain out the citrus juice and then mix in whatever you're going to mix in so you get the textural component of the cooked but soft fish and the crunchy fresh vegetables.
Now, we can go with lime juice, lemon juice, grapefruit juice maybe?
Orange juice.
Really?
Yeah, you can
yeah.
keep going.
yeah, okay.
All the citrus juices, yuzu, the whole nine yards, they all work. Yeah,
okay.
Of course. Even I tend to use a mixture of all three, lemon, lime, and orange.
Well, the recipe that we had for, we'll put this recipe online, by the way, because it's very good.
It's cool, yeah.
For the blue catfish, it has putting it into relatively small chunks because
right.
that makes a more efficient marinade, I
exactly.
would think.
That gets us more cooking.
And then you have your usual assortment of Chesapeake Bay vegetables,
sure.
which are great at this time of the year. But I looked up some other recipes, and really fascinating, I found a shrimp and avocado ceviche, which is dressed with tequila.
Yeah,
sounds
yeah, yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Halibut ceviche with mango and jalapeno.
Yeah, I think sweet and spice and all these things. I mean, this is such a refreshing dish. It's typically either served with something crunchy, tostones,
mm-hmm.
or just in like a lettuce wrap that you can just pile on into and eat like a taco, but without a shell with lettuce.
Now, would you consider a watermelon tuna ceviche?
Sure.
Yeah, with poblano peppers and chopped mint
yeah.
for an exciting
delightful.
Flavor.
I mean, that's delicious.
Well, there's all sorts of ideas for this, and
yeah.
we'll put these on the website
of course.
And try them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.